Hey, it's Emmy Mack here with your hard and heavy headlines, kicking things off today with some big news from Dave Grohl. So the Foo Fighters frontman's got a brand new music doco coming out. It's all about life on the road. What Drives Us is its name, and it's totally stacked with rock legends. I'm talking Ringo Starr, Slash from Guns N' Roses, Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and seriously, loads more. Here's a bit of a snippet from the official trailer.
What happens in the van is the foundation of who we become.
You just can't find anything like pulling into a truck stop at 3 in the morning.
It creates this unique perspective that we all share.
You have to go through hell and high water, to put it lightly.
I've actually never toured in a van.
Okay.
So, can I go now?
Yes.
That was Lars from Metallica at the end there. And you can watch the full trailer and read all about it over on the Triple M website. So Rob Halford from Judas Priest feels pretty strongly about all of us getting the COVID jab. So the metal icons posted a video on social media urging all of us to go out and get vaccinated as soon as we can to help bring live music back.
Being side by side, horns way up, at clubs, theatres, arenas and festivals where who we are and what we live for is tangible and real. Let's get those amazing vibes and feelings back faster. Please step up.
Bit of tour news. Aussie rock icons The Poor are hitting the road next month, coming to a stage near you. So they're headlining a stacked bill of Aussie rock bands. It's called the Aussie Made Tour, and it also features Out of Melbourne, Palace of the King, Dead City Ruins, and Sydney's The Black Cardinals. Now they're playing 6 dates right across the country, and you can head to the Silverback Touring Facebook page for more info on that one. And Brian Johnson from AC/DC has confirmed he's releasing his autobiography this year. So it's called The Lives of Brian, AC/DC, Me and the Making of Back in Black. And that one's coming out on October 26. That's it for now. Keep up to date. And for all the latest rock, punk and metal news, keep it locked on Triple M Hard and Heavy.